Let's hear from Thames Valley Rail Future. They are a local campaign group. They say the tickets don't go far enough and the train operators need to do more to tempt people back onto the trains. Neil Middleton is from Rail Future. Neil, hello to you.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Let's have a look at this. You've been doing some research into this. You don't think they're good value for commuters in Berkshire?
Yeah, the big challenge with these tickets is that it's almost impossible to work out whether it's value for money for your personal circumstances. You know, that so much depends on your you know, what type of journey you're making. Are you travelling both ways in the peak? Where are you going to and from? So, for instance, from Slough to London, it's in relative terms, this ticket is a much better value than it is from Reading to London. But equally well, if you're coming back in the, you're going out with your friends for a drink or to meet them socially afterward, you may be better off using contactless. So it's just such a nightmare to work out for anyone what is best for them. You know, we were joking internally and saying, perhaps we should be sponsoring a full-blown master's degree on it because it seems to be so complex at times.
It seems to be forever thus when it comes to railway tickets, where you can buy tickets and they're off-peak, all the sort of various things, and, you know, you need a computer algorithm to work it all out. But nevertheless, is it a start? It's something that perhaps could be worked on because it's brand new.
Oh, no, absolutely. It is one of these one step forward, one step backward jobs, because it's definitely, it's got a couple of things forward. It is at least a message from everybody that is understanding that the world of commuting is changing and that most of us, you know, unlike somebody like yourself, who I suspect is probably in your studio today and every day, will go to their workplace less regularly. So it's great that has been acknowledged. We Rail Future are very keen to see a simpler fare system that gets rid of features like split ticketing and so on that you may have heard of, which is the ability to buy, it's cheaper to buy a ticket to halfway and then a second ticket to take you the rest of the way than it is to buy a through ticket. So yeah, we're very keen to see a simpler ticketing. You know, the problem, of course, with this is it is a step forward. It's a step in the right direction. It's definitely value for money for some people, but actually it's done that by not simplifying it, but by making it more complicated.
And the thing is that we also need to tempt people on the railway, not just because they might be in any way, shape or form commuting to London, but, you know, actually at the weekends and going up to the theatre and things like that, because these things are going to happen again, aren't they? So is it going to work for people like that who say, actually, I'm genuinely this month going, you know, three times to go and see a show or whatever?
No, these are not tickets. This flexi season is not a ticket for them. You know, this ticket is very much targeted at the person that is going in the morning peak and coming back later. You know, so for you or I going up to town to see a show or meet friends, you know, after the morning peaks are going at 10, 11 in the morning or even not till afternoon, we should still be using either the traditional off-peak ticket, or we may find that contactless might be the best option for us.
Just finally, given the way the world is going, eventually you do feel confident that transport services, bus, trains, will catch up with our new working patterns, because whatever happens, it feels like they're going to be here to stay now.
I think they are. And, you know, the rail industry and indeed public transport generally has got an awful lot to contribute to us collectively to deliver things like carbon-efficient transport, you know, to keep climate change under control and all that stuff. So it's very important that the railway moves on and tackles the right things, and in particular, you know, sorts now. And it should be easier with this new Great British Railways, sorts out a fare system that encourages us to travel and above all gives us confidence in knowing that we've bought the right ticket in this particular space. Because at the moment, you know, it's made the decision more complicated, but with the benefit for some that they get a better bargain. It's a classic example of, you know, do I buy a weekly or do I buy an annual? Do I buy one of these flex seasons? You know, all dependent on your personal circumstances.
Really good to speak to you, Neil. Thank you very much indeed. Neil Middleton there from Rail Future. It's BBC Radio Berkshire.